Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay caramba,
disguises,
surprises,
and pies of
all sizes. Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
After 7 seasons, we've pretty much said everything you can say in this spot.
The Supreme High Commander asked that we visit the third planet from the sun.
You mean Earth? Did they ever get intelligent life there?
Uh-oh! Meteor shower! Activate Meteor Deflector Invisible Force Field.
Meteor Deflector Invisible Force Field on.
Now then, our leader requests that we bring back a specimen of a shredded and processed unit of bovine tissue festooned with aged lacteal substance.
Ah, yes. What Earth people call a cheeseburger.
By climbing up on the roof and putting up a new antenna, I'm sure I'll be able to see the big football game tomorrow clearly.
Sure. They have TV sets in every room in the hospital. Hi, Oatster. Better get a good seat for John falling off the roof.
The meteor shower is passed. I'll turn off the invisible deflector.
Too soon! The deflector has been knocked off the nose of our craft!
Come on, Odie. Let's follow the bouncing Arbuckle.
I'm not hurt. I fell off the roof, and I didn't get hurt.
Not possible. You ought to have a broken something or other.
Guys, I don't know how or why, but I seem to be indestructible.
Yeah, I'm the talent agent. What do you do?
I am the indestructible man. If you don't believe it, just pick up that baseball bat and hit me over the head with it.
Well, okay, but this is going to be the shortest act I've ever seen.
Don't ever ask anyone to hit you over the head with a baseball bat.
Did you do it yet? Aw, gee, you broke your bat.
I don't believe this.
Well then, maybe you'd better drop that 10-ton safe on me.
Don't ever ask anyone to drop a 10-ton safe on you.
Did I feel a raindrop?
Pal, I'm gonna be your agent, and I'm gonna make you millions. Just sign right here.
And especially, don't ever sign a contract with an agent who dresses like that. That's really dangerous.
Really? I get $1 million? What do I have to do?
Practically nothing. We just tie you to a railroad track and let the 415 run you over.
Oh, is that all? Gee, I thought it was gonna be something dangerous. I'll see you there. $1 million? Boy, this being indestructible is the best thing that ever happened to me. Say, I'll bet there'll be a lot of TV cameras there. I'd better change my clothes. Well, guys, I'm off to earn $1 million by letting a train hit me. Bye.
Odie, when was the last time John did anything that turned out right? Get back to me on it.
Thank you.
Look, as if things weren't bad enough, we have men from another planet breaking into our house. What are you doing here?
We lost the invisible force field meteor deflector from our spaceship, and we needed to get home. I located it.
So it was that thingy in his pocket that made our friend indestructible.
Certainly. The time is late. We must depart.
Remember, we have to stop and get a cheeseburger.
Well, that explains why John was indestructible.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad he's not going to have it on him when they put him on those railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Hurry, Odie. If we don't get there in time, John will be flatter than a truck stop burrito.
And we're coming to you live from the railroad crossing where we are but moments from this incredible stunt. John Arbuckle, the so-called indestructible man, looks confident as he signs autographs for fans.
Ow! That pen of yours is sharp.
All set to be tied to the track?
Yes, sir, Mr. Agent. Let's go.
Wait a minute. My finger... Hey, wait a minute.
Hurry, Odie. It's almost 5:30. That's the time the 4:15 comes through.
Guys, Mr. Agent, sir, I don't think this is such a good idea. Mr. Agent, I can't go through with this.
It's too late. They paid us in advance, and I've already cashed a check. Bye.
Oh, boy.
It's no use, Odie. There's no way we'll ever get there in time to save John. Might as well get something to eat. Poor John. There's no way in the world to save him.
Aye, small planet, is it not?
Quick! You've got to save our friend. He's tied to a railroad track 10 blocks from here.
You were so nice to us, so why not?
A simple molecular dissolve should suffice.
This is it! I'm history! I'm alive! I'm in one piece!
You're not getting paid!
I'm not getting paid!
Tell us, one called Garfield, did you ever wish to be indestructible?
I never wished that, no. But after two more of these, I may wish my stomach was. Pass the ketchup.
He means the tomato-based condiment.
And the sauerkraut. Mustard. Relish. Pickles. John's soda pop.
Aha. He thinks I'm going to open this and spray soda pop in my face. Well, we'll just see who has the last laugh. Ha.
How about this one?
Orson, that's a cookbook.
Okay, I get the hint. I guess I'll just have to tell you a true story.
A true story?
Yeah, it's true. And it all started on a mountaintop just a few miles from here. In the house, there lived a family of monsters.
Igor, what did you do today to make your dear father proud of you?
I scared 37 cows so much that they gave milkshakes.
Oh, that's wonderful! Milkshakes!
I hate stories! What did you do today to make your dear father proud of you?
I scared a yard full of chickens so badly, they laid deviled eggs.
I love it! I simply love it!
And then there was the third son, Michael.
Michael, what did you do today to make your father proud of you?
I did all my homework and got straight A's on my arithmetic.
Didn't you scare anyone?
I tried to scare a lizard.
And?
The lizard scared me first.
In short, Michael was a massive disappointment to his parents.
Although you are my son, I cannot abide such a failure living under this roof. Go forth into the world, my son, and do not return until you have scared someone. And seeing as how you are so homely, my son, wear your paper bag at all times.
Yes, Father. I will scare someone. I am going to turn my life around. But first, I'm going to turn my paper bag around. Ooh, scare! I'm a monster! Ooh-wee! Boy, I'm frightening! Better run! Run from the scary monster! Oh, I'd sure be scared of him! Boo! Boo! Ooh-wee! Scared? He didn't show it, but he was scared. Scared he killed me.
Help! Leave me alone! Go away!
Grab that rooster! Get him!
Why were they chasing Roy?
Roy had done some typical Roy trick.
These guys would have to be really dumb to fall for what I have in mind. It'll work.
Where'd that rooster go?
Hurry, there's 10 seconds before the final gun and we're 107 points down. Our only chance is a touchdown. You guys go way out for a long pass. Want you do a 380 clavicle maneuver. Gort, you button hook right, button hook left, and pull up your zipper.
What do I do?
You run out till you see the hot dog vendor, get me 3 chili franks with everything. All right, men, on three.
Hey, we can't count that high.
17, 43 and a half. 91, the square root of 9. 3, hike!
I hope he doesn't throw me the ball.
Boo! I'm a monster! Oh, am I a monster?
Is it my imagination, or am I being menaced by a small sack lunch?
It's no use. I'll never scare anyone. I'm a failure as a monster.
Let me get this straight. You just want to scare someone? Anyone?
More than anything in the whole wide world.
Well, come back to the farm with me. I know someone who gets scared by butterfly sounds.
I'm beginning to get the feeling he's not going to throw us the ball. You don't suppose it's possible we've been tricked, do you?
Oh, Wade, you aren't perchance feeling uncommonly brave today.
And no, I just fainted at the sight of a dill pickle.
Good, because there's a monster coming this way. A horrible, frightening, disgusting, terrorizing, compactus-sized monster. And here it comes now.
And here I go.
Wait! You have to see him before he can scare you.
I need not do no such thing. I could be scared just over his impending arrival. Read my contract. I can...
Wake up, Wade, so you can see this monster and pass out.
Is that who you said I could scare? I can't scare him if he's unconscious. Who am I kidding? I can't even scare anyone who's wide awake. Thanks for trying, but I'm just destined to be a failure in life.
Wait, Dracula, or whatever your name is. Stick around. He'll be conscious in a few minutes.
Maybe so,
but you won't be.
You guys didn't mind my little football joke, did you?
No, we like football.
In fact, we're just about to practice tackling.
And you are the dummy.
It looked like poor Roy was history. But then...
My friend is in trouble!
Trouble was, there wasn't much he could do.
Stop that! Stop beating up on my friend!
Oh, thanks for the effort, kiddo, but it's not enough.
And as he was standing there, frustrated he couldn't do more to help, a sudden gust of wind blew the paper bag off his head. And my brother saw his face.
Oh,
had his bag back on before Wade woke up. But he didn't care about scaring Wade now. He couldn't wait to get home and tell his folks how he'd scared three big pigs. They were very proud of him. The end. Well, good night, guys.
Hey, wait a minute!
You can't leave without telling us what he looked like under the bag.
Yeah, he must have been horrible, huh? With fangs and hair.
Actually, when the bag was off, he looked exactly like this.
You look like that? Well, that's not scary.
Yeah, he looked like a farmer, and he looks familiar.
Didn't you guys ever see this guy on TV? Farmer Merv.
Howdy there, friends. Farmer Merv here for Farmer Merv Pure Pork Sausage.
That's the guy who sells sausage on TV all the time.
Why would they be afraid of him?
Don't you know what they make sausage out of?
A man named John took his pets to the shore. He packed a picnic much larger than most, which quickly vanished en route to the coast. John went swimming when they got to the beach, when suddenly he heard somebody screech. A man who worked on a nearby pier yelled, "Dead a shark had been sighted round here." From the water, John quickly fled, and he decided to go fishing instead.
Well, waiting is fine, but I'd really rather go fishing.
Gee, I wonder why.
He set his tackle and his fishing gear up, and that's when the kitty turned and said to the pup,
"The only thing that John'll catch is a cold. I have a hunger that must be controlled."
That's when the Odie dog happened to note the harbor's pizza delivery boat. On a yacht or on a canoe, to order pizza, here's what you should do. Send up a flag and they'll bring one to you, out there on the ocean blue. Piping hot pizza man. You can order a pizza with ease. Just raise up a flag for a jumbo with cheese. A red pennant brings a mushroom sardine. For pepperoni, just run up the green. Two silver flags means that garlic's a must. Just run up a yellow for extra thick crust. A man with a mustache who works on the cove prepares your order right on the stove. You will receive it by ship or by barge in 30 minutes, or there is no charge. Hearing this caused the cat to decide,
"I think that we ought to go for a ride."
But despite the cold, what the dog's plea, they found a boat and they put out to sea. Though neither one of the pets could steer or were aware of a visitor near. The way to sail, they hadn't a clue. The cat and the puppy were quite in a stew, without a captain or even a crew, out there on the ocean blue. Oh, they're in big trouble, man. They tried to order a pizza by flag, but almost at once they ran into a snag. Garfield said,
"I just cannot recall. Does Gray get you olives or a spicy meatball? Sausage is orange or maybe chartreuse. No, wait, the pink was Canadian bacon, or was that the stripes? No, the stripes were for zebra."
And all of the time they were motoring loose, watching them sail from up on the dock, Jonathan Arbuckle went into shock.
"Those are my pets,"
we heard Arbuckle say.
"They're in a boat and they're floating away."
Arbuckle ran out to yell to their ship, and that is when he embarked on a trip. Jonathan found himself soaring through air. Fortunately, they were sailing past there. That's when he noticed with mournful regrets that he was in the same boat as his pets. It looked as if they were all through, as they were headed for Southern Peru. The cat and the dog and John Arbuckle too, out there on the ocean blue. Oh, they got us for sure. Arbuckle said,
"We are all in a mess."
And he attempted a call of distress, All he could raise on the boat's radio was what they call a talk radio show.
Radio. Yeah, I said turn your radio down.
I can't hear you.
Turn your radio down.
As they bowled at the fore of the craft, someone was nibbling away at the aft. It was the puppy who noticed the sound, went to investigate what could be found. He could not see, cause the water was dark, until a beam of sun lit on the shark. He gave a howl they heard in Quebec. They had a visitor eating the deck, which brought the following caught from the cat.
I've never been quite as hungry as that.
As they stood there in the shark in the boat, they had but moments remaining afloat. There was a shark that they could not subdue.
Eating the ship without pausing to chew.
Hinting the next course would maybe be you. Out there on the ocean blue. Every little boat left, man. Just then a diver jumped up at the mast.
Who ordered pizza?
The visitor asked. Garfield said,
it had better be dry.
And he made Arbuckle pay for the pie.
I so love swimming through shark-infested waters to earn a 10-cent tip.
Jolested.
How can you eat when we're doomed?
By now, the sharks have their boat half consumed. 20 more bites, and they'd be in the ocean. That's when the cat had an obvious notion.
Maybe he'd like a more edible dish.
And so the cat gave the pie to the fish. Fish was so grateful and yearning for more. Gave them a ride safe and sound to the shore. They told the folks,
if you want a safe bay, feed the shark pizza 3 times every day. The shark was just hungry?
I guess everyone has to eat.
We'll arrange it so whenever he wants pizza, he'll get it.
How do I get that deal?
Simple enough, for the sharky was me. Now when I'm starving, I know what to do. Order a pizza, or maybe a few. Since I'm not hungry, it's safe in my view. Out there on the ocean blue.
Not anchovies again.
I'm a shark, I like them.
I'd rather eat the boat.